So as I said at the beginning of Mass, we celebrate today the solemnity of Corpus Christi. This is an ancient feast. It goes way back. Did a little research. It goes back to the 13th century. There was a nun. She was born in the end of the 12th century, but she lived into the 13th century. And Jesus appeared to her. I believe when she was 16, Jesus started appearing to her. And he said that he wanted a feast in honor of his body and blood. And so she went, for a long time, she didn't tell anybody, but she eventually told her spiritual director, and then the spiritual director instructed her to go tell the bishop. And this all happened in the beginning of the 13th century. 1246, I think, is when the bishop there celebrated it for the first time locally. And then the Pope in 1264 made it a universal solemnity that we all celebrate. So it's been celebrated a long time. If you even go back to the writings of Justin Martyr, he lived in the second century, and he was writing what they call an apologia to the emperor to explain to him what it is Christians do. And even Justin said that this is not simply bread and wine, but it becomes the very body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ. And so that's what we believe. With this weekend, we begin the parish phase of the Eucharistic Revival. You may have heard about that. It started a year ago. We had a procession in downtown Indianapolis. From the cathedral, we walked all the way down to St. John there in Indy. And so this is the parish phase. So you'll be hearing more about this Eucharistic Revival. There's a great need for the Eucharistic Revival. They've done surveys in the past years of Catholics, and they say, what is it that you really believe about that bread and that wine? And most people said, well, it's just a symbol. It's just a symbol. In fact, over two-thirds of the Catholics that they interviewed said, it's just a symbol. They didn't understand that the church teaches that it becomes actually Jesus' body and blood, soul and divinity. And so the bishops realized that they had to do something about it. And I think kind of at the impetus of Bishop Robert Barron, they decided on this Eucharistic Revival. And so we're going through a three-year process. Next year in April, we'll have a Eucharistic assembly in Indianapolis. There'll be lots of talks. We'll have great masses, things like that. So you might even want to go to that. But during this year, we want to focus as a parish on what exactly that is that we receive, the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ. And so we might ask, well, why does the church believe and teach that? Well, if you listen to the gospel today, the church teaches that because that's what Jesus said. Jesus is very explicit in this sixth chapter of John, the Eucharistic discourse, that unless you eat his body, we just heard this, and drink his blood, you have no life within you. And he reflects back to the first reading that we heard of the people and their manna in the desert for 40 years. So they would go to bed. In the morning, they would wake up, and there was the manna on the ground. They would collect up how much they needed for that day. And on the day prior to the Sabbath, they would collect up 2 days' worth so that they didn't have to work on the Sabbath. So God provided for the people of Israel for 40 years that manna in the desert. And then as soon as they crossed the Jordan River into the Promised Land, no more manna. It was a miracle. Likewise, Jesus is telling us that he is the true bread come down from heaven, and that whoever eats his body and drinks his blood will never die. He says, your ancestors died in the desert, but you will never die. You'll have eternal life. And so that's why it's important for us to partake in the Holy Eucharist. And it the church has stated it's not just enough. The church requires us, each Catholic, to receive the Eucharist once a year, usually during Easter time. That's the minimum. But they really want you to receive every Sunday and more often if possible. See, the Eucharist is for the soul as food is for the body. So, how many people could go without food for a week? Not too many. So that's why it's important that we come to this altar, this table of sacrifice. We participate in the one sacrifice that Jesus gave. You know, on Holy Thursday, he shared this meal with his apostles. He said, "Take and eat. This is my body. Take and eat. Take and drink. This is my blood. Do this in memory of me." And I think that word memory, I think that's what trips people up because they say, "Oh, it's just a memorial." Well, you have to understand that when the Jews celebrate Passover, it's more than a memorial to them. It is an actual participation in that exodus from Egypt, even today. It's their freedom every time they celebrate that. And so every time we celebrate this Holy Mass, this Eucharistic celebration, we participate in that one sacrifice of Jesus. Last Saturday, the Archbishop ordained two men to the priesthood, and I was privileged enough to be there for that. And there's a part in the Mass called the Epiclesis. It's the calling down of the Holy Spirit. That's what we call down on the Holy Spirit. Only the priest or the bishop can do it. And they call down and say, you know, change this bread into Jesus' body and this wine into his blood. And so it just struck me, it was so moving for me to see the Archbishop with his hands over the gifts and the two newly ordained on either side of him the same thing. And just realizing that here comes the Holy Spirit. And it's changing that bread and wine into Jesus' body and blood, soul and divinity. Now, as we heard in the gospel today, that was a hard saying for the Jews. Jesus is telling them that you have to eat my body and blood. They didn't understand. And if we went a little bit further in today's gospel, we'd find that some of them just said, this is too hard. We can't take this. And they left. And that's what Jesus turned to his apostles and said, "Will you leave me too?" And Peter says to Jesus, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of everlasting life." So there were those that doubted, even in Jesus' day. But we have to remember, if we think back to Genesis, God said, "Let there be light." And what happened? There was light. God said, "Let the waters be parted between the waters in the sky and the waters on the earth." And they did so. So Jesus, the Word, made flesh. That very Word that created all creation. Jesus, that Word made flesh, came down to heaven, and he said, "This is my body." And so guess what? If he says it, it is. "This is my blood." He says it is. And that's why it's so important. And St. Paul reminds the Corinthians that we can't just do it willy-nilly. We have to be in a state of grace. That's why it's so important that if you're conscious of mortal sin, you refrain from the Eucharist until such a time as you can get to confession and get those sins absolved. Because St. Paul tells us that if we receive unworthily, we're calling down that condemnation. We are condemning Jesus ourselves if we receive that Eucharist unworthily. Jesus gave us a great gift to strengthen us in this life and to lead us to life everlasting. And so it's important that we come with humble and contrite hearts and allow Jesus to come into us. And we're in the middle of this 40 hours devotion. We're going to continue on until 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. So as I said earlier in the announcements, we're going to expose the monstrance here again at the end of Mass. And so take some time to spend just quiet time with Jesus and thank him for the great gift he gave us, his body and blood, soul and divinity, that strengthens us in this life. It strengthens our souls as food nourishes our bodies. Thank him for that great gift so that he has given us eternal life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And so it's such an honor to receive his Holy Eucharist, his body, blood, soul, and divinity. So as we come forward to communion today, let's remember what we are doing. We are Christ's body and blood. The church is the body of Christ. He is our head. And so we become what we receive, his very body, blood, soul, and divinity.